I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. If there's any certainty in life, it may be this. Life is uncertain. Some people with truly dire medical prognoses recover, perhaps for reasons we'll never understand. You never know. Some stellar athletes are labeled can't miss and then, well, miss. You never know. Some students are mired in the academic basement and, to everyone's amazement, blossom and move to the head of the class. You never know. Wisdom, it seems, is accepting life's inevitable uncertainty and learning from the lessons it can teach us about how to live, as we hear from B.J. Whitehouse.
I have strong feelings about many things, but there are only two things I believe without reservation. First, I'm a proponent of the Golden Rule, with the codicil involving karma, and most importantly, you never know. Never is a big word. Bigger than life because it connotes forever, which is never, which is, well, beyond human ken. And in that realm, I believe, you never know. 50 years ago, this past July 15th, my friend Dennis died. He was 12, and I was 12, and somehow he hanged himself in his basement. I was in that basement a few days earlier, and not a week has gone by in the last 50 years that I have not thought about Dennis. Why him? He was the smartest kid in the class. He had a great sense of humor, and he did not suffer bullies. I don't feel responsible in any way for his death, but why? One day, some years ago, I ran into a former student. Mr. Whitehouse, he said. Jeremy, I replied. He went on to say, you taught me something I think about all the time. Oh, what is that? I don't know, but I'll find out. You never let us off the hook, and I've never let anything stop me from trying something, he said. And that's true. Even though I am semi-retired, my students know that I have never encouraged ignorance. If you don't know something, figure it out. I told Jeremy that I was pleased to hear something stuck. However, did he remember anything about music theory? Not much, he replied. A year later, I had heard that Jeremy had died at age 28. You never know. My friend Tony, who passed away in his mid-90s, island-hopped with the U.S. Marines in World War II. I asked him about his service. What do you want to know? What was it like, I asked. His visage turned to grim. His stutter disappeared. He said, I was talking to my pal in a foxhole when his head was shot off by a sniper. Why him and not me? He'll be 18 forever. What else do you want to know? This is not intended to be a list of the dead. It's a statement of belief. We live, we die, and in that span, it might be okay to treat each other well. Because, like Dennis, Jeremy, Tony's pal, and countless others, you never know.
B.J. Whitehouse is a semi-retired music teacher, choral director, composer, and singer who lives with his wife Christine in Jamestown. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.